Now, the story I told you about yesterday relating to a man on the south coast of New South Wales who has admitted to a string of child sex offences, pleading guilty earlier this week, will be now sentenced in February, as I told you. The 59-year-old man who is well known in the Bega region, but won't be named for some obscure reason. None of his victims are related to him, as I understand it. So by naming him, you couldn't identify the victims. Six boys aged between 8 and 16 reported this to police. Incidents taking place over the last 8 years, up until this year. He appeared in Bega local court this week on 23 separate matters. He pleaded guilty to the most serious of these charges. And I'm told by people within the court system, the charges relate to the persistent sexual abuse of a child. The new charge, section 66EA of the New South Wales Crimes Act, carries a maximum 25 years of imprisonment. He entered a guilty plea to all charges, but he was granted bail by the normally sensible magistrate Doug Dick. He refused to keep him in custody, despite the fact that he'd invariably go to jail. He's changed the reporting obligations of the bail conditions, increasing the number of days the man has to report to Maroombela Police Station from 3 to 5. Now, I've been contacted by victims of this paedophile who are outraged, firstly, that he hasn't been named, and secondly, the fact that he's been given bail despite pleading guilty to very serious charges. Now, they're also incensed by what they tell me. The man won't be sentenced until February, which will allow him to walk his daughter down the aisle in her wedding early next year. Talk about adding insult to injury. Now, we contacted the Attorney General in New South Wales about this yesterday, Brad Hazzard, and I'm very pleased to say that I've just received this from the Office of the Attorney General. On the 25th of November at Beagle Local Court, bail was granted to a 59-year-old man who pleaded guilty to multiple charges involving sexual and indecent assaults on children. The Attorney General says, having read some of the alleged facts, well, they're not alleged, because attorney, he's pleaded guilty to them. They're no longer alleged. They're facts. I'm extremely concerned about the decision to grant bail. I've contacted the Director of Public Prosecution and asked the DPP to urgently review the circumstances and consider lodging an appeal against the granting of bail. Now, this man had held a very senior position in the community down there, and there are suggestions that that's one of the reasons he hasn't been identified. Well, I can tell you, he has no support from people that he previously worked with at a company on the south coast of New South Wales. In fact, the first they knew of the offending was when rumours started to circulate. But it appears this pedophile's been operating in that community for quite a number of years, beyond the 8 years for which he's been charged, and members of the community expect further charges to be levelled against him. How he maintains the support of his family is beyond me, given the gravity of the offences against children. He's a grandfather himself. And how he's allowed to remain free so that he can walk his daughter down the aisle early next year is also beyond me. How would anyone with knowledge of what he's done go to the wedding? I'm buggered if I know. Obviously it's not his daughter's fault, nor his family's fault. But something has to be done. And this bloke should be in custody. And then the people of the south coast of New South Wales will be safe in the knowledge that their children are okay. One of my correspondents told me that when he was first questioned and then charged, he still had access to children in the area. And people in the area didn't know he'd been charged with the offences he's now pleaded guilty to.